Well, as they say, the 39th All-Ireland win is a charm. The Kerry footballers swept away Donegal over 70 minutes in Croke Park yesterday. And Sam Maguire is heading back to the Kingdom for, yes, the 39th time. Final score, 126 to 19 points. The stadium was always going to be a sea of green and gold, but the Kerry fans scared the Seagulls away with the depth of their victory roar at full time. It was the same in Killarney. Pascal Sheehy was watching. He was with some supporters after the final whistle.
Sweet Kerry, you know I love you.
I'm Fiona Kavanagh and this is my daughter Vivian Kavanagh and my other daughter Lauren Kavanagh and all their friends here in the Crokes. Super game from the start, really proud of all the players, especially the Crokes players. We're all up here supporting them. Huge crowd turned out today, so super proud of them all. And it was just a fantastic day and we'll have a great week now up here in the Crokes and in Killarney around Kerry.
Brian, Brian Holden, this is my boy Harry. We're from Killarney. That was exceptional. Great lead into half time and kept it up for the second half. Who's your favourite today?
Mark O'Shea,
has to be.
Yeah, well.
All the lads were good, yeah. In fairness, they made a good representation of Dr. Crokes when they came on. Happy out with them.
I'm Ali Lyon, I'm from Kerry and I support Crokes. I thought it was a good game, yeah. They were ahead of the game the whole time, so like every player did great, you know.
Hi, my name is Con Clifford and this is my daughter Cara, this is my son Mark and my other son James.
What do you think, Con?
I think it was outstanding. I think since the Meath defeat, they've really come good. Whatever changed in the mindset or in the dressing room or whatever it was, something sparked and they've been outstanding ever since.
Sure, I love my county Kerry, and that's where one day I'll be.
And that's Seamus Moore's Sweet Kerry. Well, we are joined now by Kerry superfan Kathleen O'Sullivan. And we'll explain that title in just a moment. But Kathleen, how were you yesterday during the match and after it?
Well, during the match, when it came to 4 points, I was very nervous in case they'd get a goal or a two-pointer. But then I didn't have to worry. It was a team effort. They were absolutely brilliant.
They really were. And I know you were nervous, like Joan here, because you're from Kerry. I wasn't nervous for you at all. I knew from the start, almost from the start, that you were going to win. You were superb yesterday.
Thank you very much. We were. And, you know, it's a pleasure to follow that Kerry team. I'm following Kerry football for 54 years. And we have good days and bad days. And when the good days come, they're brilliant, like they did yesterday. There was no need to worry yesterday. They were great. From the goalkeeper to number 15, they were brilliant. And my star, David Clifford, did not let us down again.
He rarely does. And you've been going to Croke Park for 54 years now. How many finals have you seen them win, Kathleen?
I was going through that last night with a couple of lads here in Navan. 19. I've seen them win.
Wow. Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. And you first went to see them, what, as a child?
I was only 10 when my mother took me to a match in Carcassonne. She had little or no interest, but we went to it anyway. And somebody said to me, watch Michael Connell taking the spree. He was 65 yards out and he put it over the bar. And I was hooked.
And your home is known as the Upper Hogan?
The Upper Deck.
The Upper Deck.
Yeah, but I often got a Christmas card for the Hogan stand and it arrived to me.
And you must have a great collection then of photos from down the years, do you?
I have a GA gallery and there is 92 pictures in it.
Fantastic. And tell me this, because you've been going to Croke Park for so long, I won't ask you who gives you your tickets because
I'll tell you and I'll thank him here today. Okay. Jerry Grogan, the man with the microphone in Croke Park that announces the teams coming on the field. Jerry is a Carcassonne man and he gives me my tickets for the last 33 years.
That's brilliant.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry is right. He'll be inundated now. But I wonder, how do you compare the teams from those early years when you saw them back in the 70s and now? Are they very different physically?
Yeah, the football is totally different, you know. And these new rules that they brought in are the best that ever happened because they suited Kerry from the word go.
And tell me, have you ever seen anyone better than David Clifford?
Well, I suppose there are different eras of Kerry football. Michael Connell in his day, he couldn't be beaten. Then Pat Spillane's team came along. They were brilliant. And now we have David Clifford. The debate is going on. Who's the best ever in Ireland? So I'll go for David at the minute anyway. David Clifford, yeah. He's my favourite. There's nothing to touch him. He has been in my home. He's a lovely fella.
Ah, it's a privilege to watch him play. It is, for sure. Will you be at the homecoming tonight?
In Tralee?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing yet. I have to go home from Navan to Carsevine and then go up again.
Ah, right, okay. You'll see, exactly.
It's a long journey.
It certainly is. Kathleen, it's great to talk to you. Enjoy the celebrations, and you'll be looking to be there for the 40th title maybe next year.
Oh, that's my wish. That's my wish. I thought it had never come, which is very near now, thank God.
Well, look, the team will be at Temple Street Children's Hospital at 10:30 in good tradition to see all the children there with Sam Maguire. Thank you very much indeed. Kathleen O'Sullivan, Kerry Superfan. It's 9:00.